Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes people need advice. This is not one that I thought anyone would ever ask us. This came to the idiots at FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. I'm guessing they thought they would get sympathy, and maybe they will.
Okay, well, maybe. I don't know.
But I don't like their chances.
Okay.
Subject line, baby mamas. First sentence, I'm a good guy. All right.
Okay, maybe you are.
I just turned 27 years old, and I have 7 kids.
How old?
Holy.
27.
Balls. 27? Uh-huh. With 7 different baby mamas from the past
God.
5 years.
Oh, so my put a condom
God.
On.
Wow.
Okay. I would have led with I'm a good guy, too. I made it clear with every single one of them that I had no interest being a father. And if anything happened, it was their responsibility.
Oh, you're not a good guy. Mm. You're not.
You're trash.
Thanks you're for garbage.
But you're trash.
Uh-huh.
He was just setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people kind of abuse that statement sometimes. Yeah.
Don't they?
I mean, now, in all fairness, though, there is some responsibility here for the women who heard that sentence and went, let's do it anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, really.
But they're also dealing with the ramifications since they have a baby.
Well,
so yeah. they're not skirting that detail.
No.
They accepted that and still wanted to get with me, he says.
Yeah, that's.
So I don't feel any responsibility for these kids in any way. I don't want anything to do with them. All the baby mamas knew what they were getting into. It's on them. So Hot Wings, you agree with this guy.
Man, man, these are all terrible decision makers.
I mean,
it is shocking, though, that he was.
I'm just watching the women watch you right now, trying not to agree with them, even though it's what
I'm
you
just
said.
I'm so shocked that a woman would hear what he said and go, let's have sex anyway.
But what if they found out they were pregnant and then he said that?
Well,
yeah,
that's totally
you don't
different.
Know the order.
Yeah.
That's
what's
totally
the order of
different.
Operations here?
Well, he makes it seem like he said that
ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no part of me that, like, I mean, like, I just can't imagine being so, hearing something so callous and grotesque as, I'm not afraid to impregnate you, but I'm not going to help you. And then going, okay, let's do it anyway.
Yeah, see, that's so unbelievable. It's almost like he's lying.
Yeah.
It's almost like that's probably not what happened, and he's lying because he thinks he's a good guy. Yeah. And he's not.
Yeah, he's definitely not a good guy.
There's one more paragraph. Go ahead, man.
I'm going to go out on a limb, too, and assume that he's going to say all of that, but then also be the type of guy that's just like, it just doesn't feel the same with a condom.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right?
Oh, 100%. No question. I agree with that, Maitland.
I have been turned down a few times when I lay it all out there for a woman, and I never pressure them. Uh-huh. It's an agreement we made up front. Now two of them come back and want me involved in their kids' lives and are asking me for money to raise these kids. I'm just saying no. Take me to court. Well, this isn't on me.
That's not going to work out well for you, man.
No. I hope you end up having to pay for all 7 of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to court and they determine that you are the father of that child,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say you have to pay, right?
And you're going to have
to. I hope so.
Well, and you're going to have to pay child support. Backwards to their birth.
Yeah.
You should. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. I assume that.
I guess unless you have something in writing that says, I don't want to be a part of this child's life and you're choosing to have it, here's the contract agreement that we're signing, then maybe.
Did you have a notary?
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Because we... Nope.
Bet no one's listening who's had this same baby mama problem. Because it is not relatable to me.
Oh, you got to stop saying problem. You got to say drama.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Springer, come on, man. Baby mama drama.
Do you think because he may lay it out like he's saying, I doubt it. I think it's probably done in a more couched way to be persuasive, but still semi-honest in a way that allows him to sleep at night. But do you think he includes, hey, just so you know, I have 4 babies, so it can definitely happen. I don't pay attention to any of them, so just so you know, it's for real. I kind of doubt it.
I doubt it too.
Seven.
At 27. 5 mamas.
And they're
Who
all.
Who are the two that went back for more?
And they're all less than. Oh, wait. 5 mamas or they're all within the last 5 years?
Seven different baby mamas. My mistake. The past five years.
So he's got seven kids
with
under.
Seven different women.
Seven kids under five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that only works if you're playing cornerback for the New York Jets.
Yeah, way to go, Nick Cannon.
Yeah, what? Gross, I mean,
but at least Nick Cannon takes care of them, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's got the money to do it. I think he just likes to spread his seed, and he's very adamant about saying that. So yeah, but at least he's taking care of them, like you said.
Yeah, he takes responsibility. He's still, I think that's still grotesque and terrible human being.
This text, he also seems like the kind of guy who would get a job at a casino so that his wages can't be collected for child support. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I guess, but I don't know. Well,
if you work at a casino, you're exempt from that. That can't be right.
That seems like a big loophole. They should probably close that.
Let's come on down to Deadbeat Dad's Casino. Play craps. If you lose, no big deal.
Yeah, is everybody just paid under the table at a casino? I thought those were pretty highly regulated.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Not Deadbeat Dad's Casino, with riverboat gambling.
I guess not. Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe if you're on a river. It's exempt from American laws.
Yeah, right, because you're in a different jurisdiction.
Who knows who owns the river? Says he can legally hand over all of his rights to the kids. Meaning the mom is solely responsible. I think you can.
Well, he can try to hand it over.
Sign off your,
right.
That's easy to do.
Your parenting rights, but that doesn't sign off your financial responsibilities.
I think both parties have to sign off on that.
Yeah. I can't imagine he can just say, like, I'm taking myself out of this equation. See, I signed this paper.
Somebody said in Ohio, if you have a job at a casino, they can't do it. That is remarkable. Maybe maybe it relates to it if it's an Indian casino. I have no idea.
I don't know.
What? Somebody said
it has to do with tribal nation sovereignty.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess the court wouldn't.
Wow. Well, one way or another, this isn't the typical behavior like an email and everything else from a really successful CEO. So it's probably somebody who doesn't make a lot of money to begin with.
Still should be paying.
Absolutely.
That is, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is
great decision making.
Brian in Nashville. Hello, Brian.
He is so screwed. I got a woman pregnant and didn't know. 14 years later, they served me at my job and I had to go back to where I'm from, and $30,000 I had to pay back child support that I didn't know.
So you had no idea that this child existed.
Nope.
So you never,
nope.
So never had a chance to do the right thing. Did you have other kids of your own that you intentionally had by that point?
Yeah, and that caused a divorce.
Oh,
I didn't tell her. Yeah.
How old were you when you made that baby?
About 21, 22. Okay. And they did do a DNA test, and I am the father. And I had a second mortgage to the house, and then we went through a divorce. Sold the house and got, you know, all that money and all that. And then basically now I'm caught up. But yeah, they don't care.
Do you have how do you do that? Now you're 36, 35, 36 years old. Do you then set, because I would think, especially since you had kids.
And she won't let me see the kid or anything.
What?
I got to pay. And yep. And then court systems up north is horrible. I'm telling you, you have to have an attorney. File a all this junk, which is money.
Yeah.
10 grand just to start. And I ain't got 10 grand.
Yeah, you're paying all
30.
In support.
Yeah. Sucks. So you have to pay support. And so you already got, you know, screwed out of the first 14 years to begin with. And now you'd like to have a relationship because you're paying and you can't still.
Well, and you know, you want to have a relationship because it's your child, right. I'm guessing, right?
I mean, and not only that, she's going to have to also pay. For healthcare. I'm telling you, he's screwed. I mean, that dude's going to have eight jobs just to, they made me start paying for healthcare.
Yeah.
So he's screwed.
Man, that is rough.
Well, good
Thank
luck.
You,
I hope at some point you figure out a way to have some kind of relationship.
We've talked about it before. Years ago, we had a comedian come in. He was touring and he was in town at the club next door. And he came in and he was telling us about, he was someone who essentially, in addition to being a comic, he was advocating for father's rights. And at first I was kind of like, okay, well, where are we going? And this is before I had kids. But so he had gotten a woman pregnant, and like what we just heard from Brian from our caller just now, he didn't know about it. So he didn't know that he had a baby. And so eventually she tracked him down and said, this is the father of the child. And so he started paying child support, had to pay it backwards. And then eventually when he started trying to have a relationship with the kid, he realized this kid doesn't look like me. There's not a lot. So they had a DNA test done, and it wasn't, in fact, his child. And the courts, I believe it was New York courts, said, well, sorry, there's already, the child is already accustomed to the lifestyle, and you only had, there was some number like 90 days or 180 days to contest the birth certificate that he didn't even know she put his name on.
And so he didn't know.
So he said, so I'm going to get $4,000 this weekend at the club for doing my shows. And before the check even gets to my bank, $1,300 will be taken out and go to her
for a child that's not his.
And he didn't,
that he wasn't even aware of.
That he was listed.
She just put his name down.
Oh my God.
Like that'd make you sick.
Well, it's so unfair.
He had found a way to say, look, at least it's making this kid have a better chance at growing up and having the things. Well, I mean, he had healthy of an attitude as one could possibly have.
That's a big person who can look at it from that standpoint.
Well, especially because you can fork that money over, but there's nothing to say what the adult does with the money.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you hope that they use it for the kids and that they're, but probably for a person that lies about you being a father and then just takes your money,
you wouldn't have a lot of faith.
Yeah, it's probably not going to the kid.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.